afternoon, and welcome to Onza Main News broadcast at 17:45. To present, my name is Gerard Mambwe. In local news, the government disperses 200 million to Lasi. Southern Province Blood Bank sees a surge in donations through rural outreach. In international news, Gaza City evacuation inevitable, Israeli army warns Palestinians. In sports, Hamas senior signs with Spanish outfit Leganés. With the news in detail, my name is Gerard Mambwe. In local news, local government and rural development minister Gift Sia Ruvalo has disclosed that the government has disbursed 200 million kwacha out of the 400 million kwacha allocated in this year's budget toward the capitalization of the local authorities' supplementary fund last fee. Sia Ruvalo states that the latest release brings the total government support to 1.6 billion kwacha fund. Speaking during the launch of the last fee 2024-2025 strategic plan, Sia Ruvalo emphasizes the government's continued commitment to safeguarding the welfare of retirees under the scheme. Lasi, acting managing director Muna Mova, notes that the strategic plan aims to enhance the fund's sustainability and improve service delivery to pensioners. Lasi board chairperson Martin Nubinga adds that the strategic plan represents a renewed commitment to reform and modernization, ensuring that Lasi continues to meet the expectations of both the contributors and the beneficiaries. The Civil Service Commission has terminated the contract of Katete District Commissioner Raphael Piri. Piri's contract, which had previously been extended from November 11, 2024, officially ended on August 25, 2025. The Commission directs that Piri be formally notified on August 24, 2025. Piri was arrested by the Zambia Police Service in Chipata for allegedly incest and defilement involving his juvenile granddaughter. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has seized large portions of land in Chirundu district belonging to Aaron Zulu, who is alleged to have operated under the Elias Rollins pole. The land, believed to be proceeds of crime, has now been forfeited to the state. DEC Director General Nason Banda states that among the seized properties are 9.5 hectares along the Zambezi River, 70% near Chiwema School, which include existing structure, 10% along the Siavonga Road. During a joint press briefing, Banda also revealed that the seize of 43 hectares in Mwingu village along the Kafue River, 170 hectares of farmland near Zamtel Farm. He notes that the seize was a complex, but the court ultimately ruled in favor of the forfeiture. Still in local news, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima says the ministry is positioning educational technology and artificial intelligence AI as central pillars to drive the future of education. Yakalima emphasized that the educational technology offers tailored support for learners, allowing advanced students to progress at their own pace while providing additional practice for those who need it. He adds that it is also reduces administrative burdens for teachers by delivering instant feedback and enabling informed decision making. Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati echoes this statement, stating that AI is a powerful tool in education that frees teachers from routine tasks, allowing them to focus more on students' individual needs. Meanwhile, Zamtel Corporate Affairs and Public Relations Manager Swilanji Siyame announced that the company aims to upgrade 1,200 sites nationwide by the end of 2026 to support digital transformation. Bongo Hive Executive Director Lukanga Lundunda urged stakeholders to stop resisting technology, especially AI, highlighting its potential to revolutionize learning. The Southern Province Blood Bank continues to record a steady increase in blood donation, with 7,000 units collected so far this year. Provincial Blood Bank Coordinator Clifford Zulu says the bank collected approximately 10,000 units in 2024 and is expected to surpass that figure by the end of this year. Zulu attributes the rise in donations to targeted outreach programs, particularly in rural areas where communities have shown greater cooperation. However, he notes that walk-in donations remain a challenge. He states that the blood bank receives an average of 10 walk-in donors per day and urges the public to cultivate a culture of regular blood donation, describing it as a life-saving gesture for those in need. Finally, in local news, the Southern Province Blood... For now, we take a break, but still to come is international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia. Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, on DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kantemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Are you having trouble in determining your career choice? If so, don't hesitate to call us at Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and carry out assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence. Integrity. Innovation.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3.